Oh, hi, friends. So, I'm gonna be doing something a little bit different today. I wanted to just tell a few stories. And we're gonna be going. We're playing Two Truths and a Lie. Just so you guys know, one of these is not true. But I'll leave it up to you guys to figure out which one it is. We got three stories today, and we're gonna be going in increasing severity, I guess. We're going from the story of my first kiss to the story of my first makeout to the story of my first fuck. Stay tuned, I suppose. So, story of my first kiss is a bit of a weird one. For background, I went to a very small high school with a total of 40 students in my class. So, we were all getting acquainted that first year, and it was the first big party that was thrown, and it was a sleepover for all the girls. So I got to this party. I didn't really know anyone. I think I knew I knew one person going into this school, and this was like freshman year, so I knew basically nobody. So it was an interesting night. It started off pretty normal, you know. I think we were like watching movies and just, I don't even remember. It was pretty boring compared to what happened next. And so then, parents eventually go to sleep and we all start changing into our PJs. I distinctly remember what I was wearing. I was wearing these adorable little fuzzy booty shorts and a black camisole. This is not su- well, it is, it comes up. A pair of plaid pink and black panties. And a black bra that was it was a front clasping one. I don't know if that's important at all. It isn't, but just for the mental image, you know. This is before I really got my boobs. I was a C at this point, but I am now a triple D, so it was before I really got my boobs, clearly. Anyways, so I came out of the bathroom after changing, and like the first interaction I had, because I was putting away my clothes in my bag, was this girl I barely knew walked up to me. And she was like, "Oh, those shorts are cute. I bet, like, if I lifted up the side, I could totally see your panties, though." And so she just walks up to me and lifts up the side of my shorts, and sure enough, she saw my panties. And I was like, okay, I don't know what you were expecting from that, but yeah, I'm wearing underwear. Woohoo." That was the beginning of the weirdness. And yes, it gets weirder. So the night continues. I want to say we started playing Truth or Dare first. And then somebody was like, "We should have a bra party." First of all, they all said bra party like it was a normal ass thing. And I'm just sitting over there like, Did I go to a weird school? Did you guys go to a weird school? Am I the weird one here, or are you guys all just really weird? But anyways, we had a bra party. So there were like, you know, about 20 girls here. And not everybody took off their shirt because some people were not comfortable with that. It's real life. People don't always want to take off their shirt. But your girl wanted to fit in. So, you know, my shirt came off. Also, I was like, I'm wearing a bra. It's fine. It's fine. Did I mention this was a birthday party? This is a birthday party. So, birthday girl walks up to me. Not walks up to me. She was already standing near me, but she, like, stares at my tits for, like, a solid, like, 5 to 10 seconds and then just goes, wow, you have really nice boobs. And I was like, thanks. Because, you know, awkward 14-year-old. I had never had my boobs complimented before. So I was just like, ha, thanks, I guess. She elaborated. She's like, yeah, they just have like a really nice shape to them. God, this is like the most conceited like story, really. But it doesn't end there, because this is the story of my first kiss, don't we all know? So the night continues. And we keep playing truth or dare, which then just devolves into people making out. And I had never kissed anyone. I really didn't have much interest in, like, sex at all at this point in my life. I also did not realize I liked girls yet. That was a whoosh. Took a while. story for another time. But anyways, so I had never kissed anyone, and so I was a little nervous. I was not really participated in the dare side of things. Sorry, need a little throat lubricant. I just wanted to say that in the weirdest way possible. It was water, in case you were curious. So, where was I in my story? Oh, yes. So, I was staying on the truth side, and everybody was like, wow, you haven't done anything with your life. And I was like, I'm boring as hell. And, you know, I was 14. And so fast forward a little bit. We're now approaching probably, actually around the time it is now, 2 a.m. I am mad tired. I definitely did not sleep the night before, or like at all, because anxiety. Hello. Also, did anybody sleep during their teenage years, or is that just me? I did not sleep well for many years. Anyways, not the point of the story. So, I make bad decisions when I'm tired. Bad decisions is arguable. But I make very impulsive decisions when I'm tired. And I don't really think things through. And I just let my mouth do the things. And our birthday girl announced she wanted to make out with everyone at her party. Which, this was a girl who for the entirety of high school claimed to be straight, and she proclaimed to a room full of 20 girls that she wanted to make out with everyone. Okay, but who am I to question her? I said I was straight too. All right, point of the story. So, she's going around making out with the same, like, 6-7 people. And then she's, like, whining about how nobody else wants to, like, make out with her. And at this point, I'm, like, half asleep. I'm also having an allergy attack because there was cats, but that's not important. So I'm like half asleep and I just decide to go, fine, you can kiss me. Why? I still don't know. But I did it. And birthday girl fucking bolts across the room and gives me a peck on the lips. But that's not where our story ends. Because literally the next second, another girl from my class was like, I want to kiss you too. She just said my name, but you know. And so then she ran over and also kissed me. And I was just like, that happened. And yeah, that that's kind of the end of that story. And then I ended up falling asleep, you know, like an hour later, maybe. And yeah, that it was pretty uneventful after that. So on to story number two, I guess. It only took me a solid 10 minutes to tell that one, so we're off to a great start. This is not going to be incredibly long. So, for story number two, we're moving on to junior year. And I was at a different school at this point. And I had a huge crush on the foreign exchange student. And it had somewhat to do with his accent, because, like, yes, sexy accents, give them to me. But then it was also, like, mostly the whole artistic nerd thing. Got a thing for artists, got a thing for nerds. Bonus points for artistic nerds. It's just a fact. And so he just had a lot of points going for him. And I also had, like, a slight reverse harem thing going on in high school, but that's a story for another day. I only was interested in this one guy. And I am not, well, I'm better at it now, but I was very bad at being direct. As I'm pretty sure most teenagers are. It's funny because I've talked to this guy, like, more recently, and we were talking about how, like, bad at communicating we were as teenagers. But anyways. So. Sorry, I'm just thinking about the stupid lengths I went to. So. In hindsight, I probably could have just walked up to this guy and been like, hey, want to make out? And he would have been like, yeah, sure. Like, I'm pretty cute. Hi. But I'm extra. And so I mentioned the boy is an artist. I had a huge obsession with dating sims at the time, and so I decided I was going to make my own. And obviously, I was writing it. Because obviously, I am a writer. Duh. I'm not a writer. I'm not that great at it. But I am not the most talented visual artist, so I was like, hey, do you want to do the art for it? And he agreed. And so I was like, all right, part one of the plan has been executed. God, this is so stupid. So part one of the plan was executed. I had him working on a game with me. So then I invited him over to work on some of the characters, and so he could, like, you know, work on some of the drawings while I was working on the writing and stuff. And conveniently, the only place to sit in my room is my bed. Wow. What? Gee, that was... You know, I really should have thought that one out more. No, I shouldn't have. basically... I don't even remember, like, how I segued into it, but I was like, will you do me a favor? God, this is so stupid. Oh my God, I hate myself. So I hadn't told anybody about the story of my first kiss because I was embarrassed of it at the time. So I was like, I don't really know how to describe it. So could you kiss me so I can write it better? And I went to all that to get that question out. It worked. But, talk about extra. God. I have only told, like, 2 people that story. I hate myself. So, fast forward a couple years out of high school, and now I think I was working. Yeah, I was working as a barista, and I was horny. I won't lie. Your girl was horny. And I was bored, so I downloaded Tinder. And so I downloaded Tinder, and I matched with this guy. And in hindsight, it was not the safest situation to walk into, but it turned out fine. So we're good. I met him at his dorm room. First time meeting up, we met up at, like, the campus, like, in public, but then I walked to his dorm room, like, immediately, and I was just like, yeah, that's fine. I don't see anything unsafe about that. And in hindsight, I'm like, yeah, okay, maybe not the best idea I've ever had. But it ended well, arguably. So I don't know why I said arguably. So I go back to his dorm room, and we start talking, and in this case, we were both musical theater nerds. That's once again, artistic nerds. I have a type. And we were talking about our favorite musical for like literally an hour. And apparently that's the way to my into my pants. If you all were curious, just talk to me about musicals for an hour. And voila. I mean, then we made out for a while. And I remember I mentioned I was not, like, particularly experienced because I'd made out with, like, 3 people at this point in my life, and most of them were my friends, so I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, and also most of it was when I was drunk, so like that's an extra, I don't know what I'm doing. Gotta readjust, get more comfy. So I So we were making out, and I don't even know how to phrase this, but like, basically, finally, I seriously just, words are not my specialty tonight. Like, tongues were involved, all right? Tongues got involved. That's where I was, what I was trying to say, but I can't word that well for some goddamn reason. And he fucking made like a snide comment about like, oh, finally tongue. And I was like, yeah, all right. I don't know why I felt like sharing that bit and why it took me like a solid minute to get it out. But you're welcome, I guess. So we were making out for a while. And unfortunately, I did not have the longest time to hang out because I had arranged for my dad to pick me up at a certain time. And so... I'm pretty sure I was topless, probably braless. Yeah, I was braless. Was I wearing pants? I don't remember. And he was not wearing anything at this point, so I probably wasn't wearing pants because that wouldn't make sense, that wouldn't be fair. When I got the text from my dad, and then I was like, ah, shit. And of course my dad didn't say he was on the way, he said he was here, and I was like, ha. So I am hurriedly getting dressed and trying to rush out the door, and he's sitting there with his hard cock in it and looking at me like, I wanna lick it before you go. And I mean, who am I to say no to a hard cock? Gotta get more water. And so I did give it a little lick and a kiss before I left. But then there was a bit of a time crunch because semester was ending. So he was moving out like the next, or like 2 days or 3 days from whatever. I don't remember. So I came back the very next day. I mentioned I was horny. And, So, sorry, I'm
I'm bad at telling this story. I haven't told it, like, ever. I mean, I've told it, like, twice, but I skimmed over most of the details because I didn't think my friends would care. But I have a feeling you guys do care. I go back to his dorm room, and we skipped the talking this time, and it kind of went straight to the making out, and it very quickly escalated this time, with him fingering me, and I don't remember, did I tell him I had a voice kink, or if he just, like, figured out that talking dirty really worked for me? So, yeah, that was a thing. I don't really remember, like, what he said, just that it worked. And I'm so bad at telling the story. So then it got time to, like, actually. Oh, I totally skipped the blowjob part. Don't want to skip the blowjob. Actually, this is another moment for me to fluff my own ego and I guess humble brag a little. So this was my first ever blowjob because hi. I didn't do a lot with anyone. So it was my first blowjob, but, like, I've always had a bit of an oral fixation, so I knew I would like it. And I did. But more to the point, he did. He mentioned he, like, didn't particularly like it when his ex went down on him, but he did with me, and he was like, "Are you sure you've never done this before?" And I was like, yes. So now you know what I mean about fluffing my own ego. But now back to the, like, main event. So I blew him, he fingered me, and then, like, he was pretty big. So he had to, like, I think he went up to, like, four fingers. And, it still, like, kind of hurt going in. But, like, I don't know if I mentioned this one, but your girl's a bit of a masochist. So, didn't mind that. And, yeah. So, I don't remember if it was, spoiler alert, round one or round two, but I distinctly remember at one point going under my breath, God, I'm such a cum slut, at which point he asked me to repeat myself, to which I slightly louder was like, I am a cum slut. To which he responded by thrusting harder and faster. So that was fun. Oh, this one is so long. We're already at 30 minutes. Oh my god. Is anybody gonna listen to this? Who knows? But anyways. So I think I mentioned this was the end of the semester. So he had finals this same day. So then he was like, I think it'd be kind of hot to just leave you in my dorm room and go take my final and then come back and fuck you. So I stayed there naked playing video games for like 2 hours while he took his final. And then he came back and we fucked again. And it was equally as fun. And then, like, as I was leaving, my bra broke, which was very mean because it, like, it was after all the fun had happened. And I'm pretty sure it was not because of the fun that had happened. Because, like, it broke in a weird place. It's, like, the strap that broke. And it was, he wasn't, like, particularly aggressive with my bra. So, like, I'm not sure why my bra broke. But it did, and that was annoying. Because, once again, I had a parent picking me up, and, yeah. I had to be like, I don't have a broken bra. What? No, my left boob is normally slightly lower than my right boob. It's totally normal. Because by this point, your girl was a triple D. yeah, I was a triple D. I had to double check my facts for a second. but yeah, so those are my 2 truths and a lie. One of these stories was fabricated, and 2 of them were totally true. Let me know which one you think is which, because I'm honestly curious if people will get it right. Yeah. Bye.